Tight and expensive ag labor in Idaho. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. From the fields of Payette County, workers are hard to find and wages are competitive. In Idaho, unemployment hovers at just 3%, and it's a workers' market, and employers compete for work crews. Here's Galen Lee, owner of Sunnyside Farm.
We had one of our workers came back and said he had a really good offer to go over there to work. They were offering him a lot more money, but we talked to him a little bit, and he did like it here, and he ended up staying, but we're competing with that, and so labor prices have gone up every year. Prices are a little higher. It's been kind of hard to find help, but right now we're doing okay.
Doing okay because of Corral Ag Labor. For years, Corral has taken care of Galen Lee's Sunnyside Farm. Workers are family in this operation, and many have been on this crew for decades. Robert Corral of Corral Labor.
We run probably throughout the year 200 to 300 people. It's stress, but it's work, and we need it. So.
And the profile of his workers, are they H2A?
No, we don't contract anybody. We get people local here. We've had the same crews, you know, for years, since back in the days of my grandpa.
We've got enough right now to work the fields. Labor's kind of tight everywhere. We're close to Oregon and wages are higher there. Some other draws. We deal with it and we go and we roll with the punches and get the crop in.
So this year in Idaho, wages will be up, workers scarce, and hopefully farmers can get their crops in. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.